A light upbeat. You're tuned into Pun Intended with your host, Gigglesmith Gina, bringing joy and laughter to your day. Hello, hello, my fabulous funnies. It's me, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you from the heart of mathjokes.net. Today's episode is a bit different. We're diving into a serious topic with a twist of humor. So grab your giggle goggles, because today we're talking about the not-so-funny side of humor. You know, folks, humor is a powerful tool. It can bring us together, make us think, and yes, even help us tackle tough topics. But there's a line, a fine line between a harmless joke and one that can hurt. Today, we're exploring why certain jokes, especially those involving racial themes, just aren't worth the laugh. First up, let's talk stereotypes. We've all heard them, right? Those jokes that exaggerate how people from different backgrounds look, speak, or act. But here's the punchline. There isn't one. These jokes aren't just unfunny, they reinforce harmful stereotypes and can lead to real-world discrimination. Not exactly the ingredients for a healthy society soup, huh? Moving on to historical humor. History is a treasure trove of stories, some funny, and some, well, not so much. Racial slurs, for instance, have a dark history in comedy, often used to poke fun at entire communities. But understanding their roots can help us see why these jokes are more hurtful than humorous. And what about the big screen and our pop culture? Movies, music, media, they shape how we see the world, and yes, how we joke about it. When these platforms handle racial issues poorly, it can amplify stereotypes instead of breaking them down. We need more creators who challenge these stereotypes, using their art to uplift rather than undermine. So, what can we do, you ask? Well, it starts with us. By choosing not to laugh or share these jokes, we break a cycle. We can use humor to unite, to heal, and to understand one another better. And there are plenty of ways to get those belly laughs without stepping on toes. Gina, think wordplay, observational comedy, or even good old slapstick. These styles aren't just hilarious, they're universal. No one's left out, and everyone gets a ticket on the chuckle train. To wrap it up, my jocular jesters, let's champion humor that tickles the funny bone without breaking the heart. Let's be the audience that applauds integrity as much as ingenuity. And remember, the best jokes are the ones that make everyone laugh. That's all for today. Keep spreading joy, my pun pals, and tune in next week for more Pun Intended. Until then, keep your humor clean and your spirits high. Same upbeat tune as the opening. You've been listening to Pun Intended with Gigglesmith Gina. Laugh long and prosper. Click of a button signifying the end of the episode.